Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. So the show has been away since July 1st, 2012. That's over 2 years. That's a little bit too long, don't you think? Let's try and see if we can't bring it back. Hey everyone, and welcome to kind of a super short, not really episode of the Phileas Club. This is episode 49, and it's going to be, it's not a real episode. So if you're coming from the Patreon page, then you already know what's happening. But if you're listening to this show, or to this episode, before the Patreon page went up, it means that you've been subscribed to the Phileas Club show feed for 2 years without any shows coming out, which honestly makes me question your sanity. But, you know, I'm not judging. I think it's cool. I'm flattered. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of what is happening. So you might have heard that I have done something a little bit crazy recently. Basically, I quit my job at a very large, fun, and cool company, and I'm going to try and become a full-time podcaster. Now, you might remember that the reason I stopped the show in 2012 was because I just didn't have time to do everything I wanted to do. It was eating up my life, basically. But now I have a little bit more time. And as I'm saying, or as I will be saying in the Patreon video, when I started thinking about which shows I would really, really want to do, the Phileas Club came to my mind immediately. I mean, it really was the first one of on my list. So as you know, probably if you're still subscribed, or if you're, you know, I'll repeat it a little bit as I'm saying in the video for those who are just showing up. It's a show that is kind of what I consider to be truly international news-ish show. And it's something where I invite regular people, like normal people, not necessarily journalists or anyone of stature, but just regular Joes like you and me from different cultures and different countries. And we talk about what has been happening in the world, but from the very specific perspective of their culture and country and how it has been reported in their corner of the world. So we'd have episodes, which, by the way, if you're new to the show, don't listen to this. Don't listen to what I'm saying now. Go back and listen to previous episodes until the next one comes out, just so you can get an idea of what it is and maybe decide whether or not you want to contribute through the Patreon. We would get shows with people from lots of different countries, and like from France, obviously, and from Saudi Arabia, with Turkey, who was a regular part of the show. Unfortunately, he's not available at the moment, so he won't be an immediate part of the show. I'm sure that will disappoint many of you old timers, as it did me. But we'll have other regulars. You know, we had people from the US, obviously, but also from like Thailand and Sweden and Israel and South Africa and lots of other places. And so sometimes we'd get like a different perspective on a big news item that we knew about. But we hadn't quite seen through that lens, and we hadn't thought of it in that way. And sometimes we'd learn about something completely different that we didn't realize was a major topic in a big part of the world. We just didn't know about that. So I really I'm reading off my sort of script, my notes here, so I'm sorry if it's very similar to what I've been saying in the Patreon video or what I will be saying. But I really, really love this show. I love the concept of the show because it's cool, and at the same time, I think it really can only be done on the internet and maybe even only in podcast form. Like, it's really created for that kind of medium. And I also think it's an important show to an extent. I think it deserves to exist. And I even, you know, in my very humble way, I look at it as a way to better the world in a tiny little, you know, bit. And I hope we build a more understanding world where people can enjoy talking to one another instead of shouting at one another. I'm particularly proud of that phrase. So, of course, on the show, we didn't always agree. I mean, it was even the point that we would disagree from time to time and sometimes strongly disagree. But that was great because how can you form an opinion when you never hear people who think differently, right? That's very obvious, but it's sometimes forgotten. And so these discussions and disagreement were the key of the show. But really, my ultimate goal was to really keep the show in a friendly atmosphere and to keep it fun. Because I honestly believe that if a show is dull or boring, then even a show about news, people are not going to listen. It's going to just waste everyone's time. And so I really wanted to keep the show super fun. And for those who have been listening to the show when it was airing, they know that we've been having a lot of fun. So in summary, we'd have like rational conversations and super healthy debates, at least I hope they were healthy, with people from different parts of the world who couldn't agree on the most sensitive topics, and we still managed to have fun and make friends in the process. It seems like this doesn't sound possible, right? And yet we managed to pull it off for good years. And I'd love to do that again. So the problem is, I can't really. I'm living off of this thing now, right? I'm being a professional podcaster. I can't say it without giggling, but I really want to do that again. And for that, I need for my time, for my shows, for my projects, to bring in, for some of them at least, to bring in a little bit of money. And so I'm going to start doing the show no matter what, because I want to do it, and I hope I can keep doing it until, you know, the end of time. But if you think the concept is interesting, and if you think the show should exist, I would like to humbly solicit for your help. If you have a few bucks to spare, please consider supporting the show and becoming my boss. So thank you so much for listening to me ranting for a few minutes. A couple of things I want to add. When you consider how much you want to commit, once you've made the big intellectual jump of saying, yes, I think that show is cool, I want to support it, and I want to give you X amount of shiny dollars. Well, before you decide on the amount, keep in mind that the first goal I've set on the Patreon is to have another type of episode in the mix. I want to have the best part of the Fetus Club, I think, was when we would get to know about someone who was interesting and different. And what I would like to do, if I reach that first goal, would be to have standalone episodes once a quarter, or maybe even, you know, going up to once a month, where I would just have one-on-one discussions with someone that would be interesting, would be different, would be from a different culture, as I was saying, and explore just what their life is. What does it involve for them to be from there, wherever there is? And by the way, it could be a different country. It could also be a different environment. Maybe it would be interesting to do something with people that are from different social backgrounds, for example. And so we just have an interesting conversation about that. Hopefully interesting. So anyway, keep that in your mind when you're deciding how much you want to give, because it might turn out that we get in the end two episodes a month. And the other thing is, remember that if you become a patron, you do enter the extremely exclusive Distinguished Gentlemen and Ladies Society. And there's a bunch of titles associated to that. So more on that in the very silly rewards section, which I hope you will enjoy. That's it for me. I hope you consider becoming a patron for the show. And even if you don't, I really, really hope you enjoy the show when it comes back. That's it. I will talk to you very soon. And until then, I send giant hugs to every single one of you. Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.